Jeff Rex joins us, KAPS in Mount Vernon. And Jeff, before we talk football, obviously much, much bigger, much more sad news going up in your neck of the woods tonight. Hopefully everyone surrounding you is okay in light of that tragic shooting in Burlington.
Yeah, they are. Thank you, Dick. And we wound up, it's not often during a football broadcast that we wind up doing news updates, but that obviously happened tonight with the situation.
And the Tigers, Burlington Edison Tigers, canceled their game. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, so you were at a big one. We've been waiting for this. Cedro Woolley and Linden, we've been talking about it for weeks now leading up to this. What happened tonight between the Cubs and Linden?
Well, the Cubs actually got a 3-and-out on Linden on the Linden first drive, and then a 55-yard punt return for a touchdown by Bryce Hornback. And, boy, 7-0 Cubs. I thought this one was going to be really quite a game. Late in the first quarter, Linden answered with a quarterback keeper, Jacob Hommes, 18-yard touchdown run, 7-7 after a quarter. Then Hommes turned it on. He had a 13-yard touchdown run in the second quarter, 14-0. Linden, then Hommes threw a pass, had a 26-yard touchdown pass to Ryland Severson, 21-7. It was the Lions on top at the half. They scored the only touchdown in the third quarter, a Hommes touchdown pass to Landon DeBruin, 28-7. Linden after three. The Cubs did score first in the fourth quarter, 28-14. That was a 1-yard touchdown run by Darrell Dickerson, but it finished off with a Hommes 34-yard touchdown pass again to DeBruin, 35-14. Linden coming away with the win here tonight.
So where does that leave us in the standings there now?
Right now, that puts Linden at 2-0 in league, and then the Cubs at 1-1. Of course, the Tigers and Lakewood, that didn't happen tonight. Mm-hmm. Unofficially, Anacortes, I don't have an official score, but looks like Anacortes got past Seaholm tonight. And also up in the Northwest Conference, Bellingham, actually the lane over Bellingham, 24-17.
Anybody now, I mean, those were the two top teams, correct? Or Burlington Edison right there that could still contend for that championship in the 2A?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tigers 3-0 overall, ranked number 9 now in the AP poll, and they were 1-0 after their first week of league play. So actually Burlington Edison right there with the Lions and the Cubs. I think it's a big three-way race between those teams. Obviously, Linden right now with the heads up on seat for Woolley, but it could go anywhere with all those three teams.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. We got Husky football next week, the post-game show that'll preempt us, but we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Hey, thanks, Dick.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Rex from KAPS.